Okay, so we're doing now, so there's a psul called Shehiya. Okay, so which means in the middle of Shechita, you're not allowed to pause in the middle of Shechita. If you do, it passes the Shechita. How long is a pause? So the pause is defined as Kedei Shechita. The amount of time it takes to do another Shechita. So Shechita takes, let's say, 10 seconds, so if you pause for 10 seconds in the Shechita, so it's going to be a psul. So the Gemara wants to know, our shehiyos mitzarif together. Islam beis manav. So let's say, for instance, you have two pauses. So let's say, for instance, you have two pauses which are each 5 seconds. Okay? Two independent pauses which are each 5 seconds. Do they mitzarif together? In which case you say you have the shehiyah of psal. But you say no. As long as any one pause is not 10 seconds, you're okay. Right? That's the Mosibaya. Which it doesn't resolve. Okay, it doesn't resolve. Okay? It tries to prove it, because it has a case which you're shechting all day long. There's no maximum amount of time it could take. It could take, you have a very dull knife, and you could cut for a day, for hours and hours and hours. So it says, oh, it must be if you add together all the pauses and it's going to add up to at least 10 seconds or whatever. It says, no. Maybe it's talking about only if you mamish never stop, you just keep cutting the entire day. But in Echanami, if you would add up the pauses, it would be a psal. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Okay? Do you add up independent shehiyos together? Or do you say you don't care? As long as any one pause is not long and not doesn't have them in, doesn't have that shear, then you're okay. So that's basically what we have to define. On the surface, I think Rafi's right, is that it's easier to understand. So if you tell me 10 seconds is a Shia, so that's a Shia. So 2 fives aren't a 10. Each 5 should be nothing. Each 5 you say isn't a Shia. It's nothing. That's not considered a Shia. Right? That's like a minor or whatever. So now how exactly do you join together the two Shias? Like one, they're not one pause. How do you just take two or three or four or whatever amount of things, how exactly, what's the sense of joining them together? What's the zero between them? They really are separate pauses. It's true they're in one shechita, but who cares? According to the other side, I mean, if your shechita takes hours, it's a 10-hour shechita with a really dull knife, and you have you have 10 1-second breaks. Every hour you take a 1-second break. Right? So then you'd say, that's it, shia. Right, but what shaychus does my 1 second break to now, to 1 second break there, to 1 second break there, they seemingly have nothing to do with one another. As an example, I don't know, maybe I'm not sure this is exactly analogous, but it's somewhat analogous. So let's say I have mitzvah to eat matzah. So I have to eat a kezayas. So could I eat like a tenth of a kezayas, then wait 20 minutes, then eat another tenth of a kezayas, wait 20 minutes, and do that 20 times? No, I can't. Because the independent mice of eating are independent, they're not dealing with one another, there's no tziruf. Right? So you don't join together each one of them, it doesn't join, there's nothing to join them together. You need like a chikdechis process, which is a mitzvah for them. It's one process of achila. But here, are you going to say it's one process of shehiyah? Like if I eat within 9 minutes or 3 minutes, you'll say, look, it's one process of eating. But here, you're going to say it's one process of shehiyah? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's one process of shehiyah or one waiting. It's not one waiting. You say, halachically, it's one waiting? Like, what's happening exactly? Do we say now that you have a intermission in your shechita? Why? Each one on its own is not an intermission. And what's the sense of joining them together?
So this is, just let me say what I think Rafi and Levi are both saying here, is that how do you look at the psul of shechita? Is it pshat that you can't, that the shehiya is like a maisa? It's a maisa of pausing. And if you do the maisa of pausing, if you take an intermission, if you take a pause in the middle of your shechita, so that apostles it, not allowed to do a pause. Okay? Now what's a pause? A 10-second break. So the question is, did I do that? So if I take a lot of 5-second breaks, I didn't do a pause. Never did I do that action of stopping. You can't stop in the middle. I never stopped. I always made sure that I picked it up again before it became a stop. I never did the action of stopping. So who cares that I have a lot of little guys? None of them are stopping. And the shehiyah is a certain kind of an action called a stop, a pause, a break, an intermission. And the shear is a shear in that action. As long as I never do it, I'm okay.
But the other way to look at his shahiya is not as like a maisa bifnei atzma, but it's like it's a property of shchita. That it's a shchita, like a paused shchita. It's a shchita as opposed to, I guess, maybe you're saying in a positive, is shchita has to be continuous. It can't be a broken activity. It's a characteristic of an activity, which is an activity which has pauses. And then there's a characteristic which is doesn't have pauses. It's continuous. So how do you, if you look at it as a characteristic of the activity, so the activity is one long process, shchita, and now you want to know, does this activity have a quality of having pauses in it? So I have to say, well, I take all the different parts. It's one unified activity. And now I see, well, I take all the different pauses in it. And I see if the pauses add up to a significant amount, so then I say it's not a continuous activity, it's a paused activity. If they don't, then it's not a paused activity. So in other words, if you look at it as a maisa, as shahiyah is like a maisa of stopping, of cessation, so then each stopping is an independent thing. But if you look at it as a property of the process of shchita, the process of shchita is one thing. So now if it's a property of that process, now you take all the parts of the thing and all the stops within it are part of that maisa. So if you want to characterize the process as being pause or not pause, you have to look at the process at all and look at the pauses at all and see if the pauses add up to significant. So how do you characterize it? So that's the shir. The way you characterize the activity as paused is if it contains 10 seconds worth of pause. But it's a characteristic, it's a property in the action, as opposed to looking at shahiya as like an independent action of stopping. Because let's see now the next thing. So the next thing I'd like to do is, I mean, the Gemekesh of Miyot Simanim is a whole different thing. We kind of already did that. So the now we'll do is the Mishnah. Mishnah and the Lugamar on it. But basically the Mishnah had a machlokas about what's the shir shahiya. The Tanakhama held it was the shir of Kedei Shechita. The amount of time it takes to do Shechita. But the Mishnah has another shita, which is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer Im Shaha Kedei Bikor. The amount of the shir is the amount of time it takes to check. To check the, we'll see, it means the knife. To check, to make sure that the knife is kosher. Or another way of learning is to check to make sure that the simanim are cut. But essentially, the point is, it's not the shir of Kedei Shechita. It's not the shir of how long it takes to do Shechita, but it's the shir of how long it takes to check. Okay, so Gemara says, my Kedei Bikor. Okay, this is like right before the Mishnah, Lam Beis Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah. My Kedei Bikor, what does that mean? Am Rabbi Yochanan Kedei Bikoro Shel Chacham. The amount of time it takes to check it, to bring it to a Chacham, to check it. Rashi. Rashi says, so it means the amount of time that you bring it, as you do the thing, you bring it to the, you bring the knife to the chacham to check it, right? Because that's a halacha. In theory, you're supposed to check the knife before you do shechita to make sure it doesn't have a pegima, doesn't have like a neck. If it does, then it's gonna, that part is gonna slice, is gonna cut the animal's neck. Instead of slicing it, it's gonna like tear it. So that's upsal. So in theory, you check, it's better. You should check it before you do the shechita, because otherwise, if you're going to have to check it afterwards, it could turn out retroactively possible to your animal. So, but in theory, you can check it afterwards also. If you do shechita and you check it afterwards and you see it's okay, then it's also okay. But there's all kinds of questions. If you shecht a bunch of animals and then you check the knife and you find that it's psul, then it could possible all of them. It's like it's a whole... But checking the knife is a part of the thing. The way they check it, I think there's different ways to do it. I haven't done the sugyas, but from what I hear, you check it on either your fingernail is a good way to check it. You rub your fingernail along the knife, and it's very sensitive, your fingernail, so it'll pick up if there's a nick on it. It'll feel if it's smooth or not. I think I heard some people do it on their tongue, or their lip, or something like that. It's like also very, but I don't know. I'm not sure. They have very rough tongues or something, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever it is. I don't know exactly how to do it. But whatever it is. So that's part of the thing. So he's saying is the amount of time it takes to check it, to bring it to the chacham, and check the knife. So Gemara says, Im kena sadarech l'shiurim. So 1 second, Rashi says, pam de chacham rachu pam garof. Is the amount of time it takes to bring the knife to the chacham to check it? I mean, where does the chacham live? How far away is he? You're going to tell me that the shir shchita is so variable. The chacham's right there. It's going to take forever. It's going to take short. It's going to take far away. It's going to be long. You can't have a shir like that. The Gemara says, no, elikadei bikar taba chacham. It means the zeha shochet chachamu. It means assuming that the guy who's shechting it is a chacham, right? So you don't have to bring it anywhere, but it's the amount of time that it will take to check the knife. So however long it takes to check the knife, that's the amount of time that will be shehiya. If it's less than that, it's okay, but if it's more than that, it'll be possible. Okay? It's not really clear, is that longer or shorter than shechita? You know, I don't know, is it Megill or Machmir?
Be a
and I guess if you say that, like we say that it includes the taking down the cow. That's what we say. It turns out that's what we hold, at least, is that it includes the takedown of the cow. That was machlokas, right? But include the takedown, it would seem that the checking it is quicker. Depends. Yeah, but shefting is quick. The ma'aseh shechita itself is pretty quick, right? Somehow, if you feel like you don't go so fast over your fingernails, you do over the throat of the animal, right? Although I'm sure they're very quick, you know. I'm sure they're very quick at doing it. But, yeah, there's less resistance or whatever, fine. But, whatever it is. So it's a whole different model, I guess, right? What's this? The question is, could we get any insight into, like, where's the shita coming from and what's the difference between the two? Is it just a matter of picking down some times that are significant? Like, what's the sense of this whole thing? Is it different? Is it similar? I think the Ron Perish Mishnah learns is meant to check, after you do the Shechita, you check to make sure the Simanim were cut. Then go to then inspect the Simanim, make sure they're cut, rove, or whatever.
That's his money, he says?
I think that's why he said he learns it.
In all these cases.
Okay, so what don't I do is, why don't I give you this problem to think about, and I'll tell you another problem, and I'll take them both up tomorrow. The problem is, I mentioned this problem yesterday, but basically, it's like this. Is you had a Gemara, had a Kasha, is about the Shir Shehiya. The Gemara asked, do you say, there's Behema and Oaf. Behema Yishach Tu Simanim, Oaf Yishach Mon Simanim. Okay? So the Gemara wanted to know, and in theory, it's going to take longer to Shach the Behema than it's to Shach the Oaf. Tu Simanim, it's bigger, whatever. So the Gemara wanted to know, do you say that Oaf and Behema have their own separate Shir Shehiya? Do you say it's one shear shiya for both the long of the shear of Behema? Right, that was a Maradakasha. Do you localize it, so to speak, to whichever one you're doing? Fine. That was one question the Gemara asked. And then the Gemara kind of didn't resolve that exactly. There's an open question. Then the Gemara says that when you have a Behema Daka and a Behema Gasa, so within a Behema, you have like a cow versus like a goat. So cows is Behema Gasa. Big, thick, and that goes like a goat. So the Gemara openly says that you differentiate. For Behema Gasa, the shear is how long it takes to shech the Behema Gasa. For Behema Daka, it takes how long it shech the Behema Daka. So you differentiate amount of time of shehiya, the shear shechit, that depends what you're shechting. Right? So Tosfos says, and Rashi Tosfos, they say, if you're telling me that you differentiate between two behemoths, a big behemoth and a small behemoth, and you should localize the shear of shehiya as per whichever one you're shechting, then kol shekein, we must paskin that you differentiate between an oaf and a behemoth, because that's even shorter, right? So if you're telling me, you could have imagined only saying oaf and behemoth are different, but all behemoths are like one category, because they're very close anyways, they're both behemoths. But the fact that you see the Gemara Paskins, like that you differentiate between Daka and Gasa, so he says certainly you're going to Paskin, you're going to differentiate between Otha and Behema. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, which seems reasonable. But the Rambam Paskins and the Rif, they Paskin differently. I think the Rif also. But the Rambam's open. He says he holds that when it comes to a Behema Daka, a Behema Gasa, you differentiate. Okay? A cow is the shear that it takes to do for a cow. A goat is the shear it takes to do for a goat. But by an oaf, you use the shear of behema. Behema daka, that is. Of course, right? A smaller one. Okay? Oaf, you don't have a separate one for oaf. And the kasha is, it would seem to be manamshach. If you're telling me that it's one shear across the board, I hear it. But if you tell me you're localizing it as per the thing, and certainly, if you're doing it for the ones which are closer together, you're saying is they're different. And certainly, oaf should be even different. And oaf is really a halachic difference between shechitas behema and shechitas oaf. Because the real Shechitos Behemah has two Simanim, and the just caused by Ophas, you only have to do one Simon. You can do half of it. So it's really, there's room to argue that Oph and Behemah are really different. So if you differentiate within Behemah, there's no difference. Halach in Behemah, Daka, Behemah, Gasa, and Shechita. So if you're willing to differentiate between Daka and Gasa, which are, in terms of time, they're closer, and halachically, there's really zero difference between the two in terms of the mitzvah Shechita, then Kol Shekin, you should differentiate between Oph and say Oph should have its own Shir Shehiya. Right, but the Rambam doesn't learn that way. And I think the Baal Mor, he just says, listen, these are Gzeiros HaKos, these are Halach Moshe Sinai, it's the Shir, and you can't ask any questions why, you know, something like that. And the Ramban, I think, tries to explain it also. He says, that's like the Lima, that's his Halacha, that by Behemah, you go by Oph, you go by the Shir of Behemah, and that's it. So I just wanted to know if we could see, I mean, you can look at the Chiddush Ramban if you want, or you can look at the Baal Mor. They both kind of try to answer it, I think. But the question is, could we gain any insight into that? It seems like Rashi and Tosfos are making a fair point, that it doesn't seem consistent to differentiate between Daka and Gasa, but to shove together, you know, Behemah and Oph. One other question we didn't take up, I don't know if we will, is the question is the Shir Shehiya, the amount of time it takes to shech the entire Siman, or Simanim, or Rov? Because Salacha is really only to shech Ruba Kekula. Once you shech the Rov, the Siman is good. So do you say Shehiya is the amount of time it takes to shecht rov of the simon, simonim, or the whole thing? It's another question. Right. So that's unresolved also. I think that's a question that I showed.
What is it? Wait.